say God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you, Miss Black America. We love you too, Miss Black America. You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why.
That was Sweet D, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, make no mistake, it's Saturday night. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for 2 hours, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard, by which I mean all kinds of stuff that never gets airplay on commercial radio. And we are going to get things started. We're going to the UK. These guys are sort of revivalists, but they kick butt, dig it, and dig it deep.
Got the road. free love, make me free.
That was The Doors with You Make Me Real. That's off of Morrison Hotel from 1970. That was on vinyl. Before that, Cream, Dance the Night Away, the, like, one of the few not hit singles on Disraeli Gears, which came out in 67, and that was on vinyl. Before that, we heard Suzy Quatro, Move It, off the Quatro album from 74. Scorpions gave us Sales of Sharon, or Sharon, or I gotta hear somebody say it to me. I'm just guessing. That's off of Taken by Force in 1978. That was Ole Jan Roth's last album with the Scorps. Of course, they would get together later in all different arrangements. And we started the set way back when with The Darkness from the UK. We heard One Way Ticket, and that is off of One Way Ticket to Hell and Back, which came out in 2005. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until midnight, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Like this next song from 1972 from a rock band, the first hard rock band in Hungary. Dig it, and dig it deep. We'll be right back.
again feeling, oh, torn apart and the same. As I look at my roulette, it's still
you gotta walk, don't yesterday, I saw her look my way, and then she said to me, can we have some fun? I went up to her room, she hit me with a broom, and then she said to me, baby, walk, don't run. You gotta walk, don't run. You're gonna have some fun. You're gonna walk, don't run. We'll be right back.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the Eric Burdon Band with Ring of Fire, which is a cover of their cover of Ring of Fire. Eric Burdon and the Animals did it in 1968 on the Love Is album, and it was like, I don't know, 45 minutes long. It was actually the single from that album, and it's a pretty good song, but in 1968, it was way too dark. That's my theory anyway, because it really is a cool song. So that was off of Sun's Secrets from 74. That was on vinyl. Before that, Blood Rock on vinyl with Dire Not a Lover. Those optimistic Blood Rock boys. That's off of Blood Rock 2 from 1970. That actually had their hit on it, which is DOA, about someone dying in a plane crash. Very optimistic, guys. Before Blood Rock, Pink Fairies with their cover of Walk, Don't Run. Epic 9 minutes of rock goodness from 1972. That is off their What a Bunch of Sweeties album. Before Pink Fairies, Crushed Butler, who are considered to be the grandfathers of the British punk scene. And I'm not exactly sure if there is a constant thread here, but we heard It's My Life from 1969. So angry, so snotty, and so fast. It clearly is a punk aesthetic, if not punk all the way. And we started that set off way back when in Hungary for Lokomotive GT, considered to be the first hard rock band in Hungary. We heard Circus, and that is off of, let me see if I can pronounce this right, Ringasad El Magad, which I'm sure I'm not pronouncing right, which means Rock Yourself Away, from 1972. And that was that set of music. All right, Classic Rock Mine, 10 of 11. We're going till midnight. So we are going to go down Argentine Way. And this guy is a fantastic guitarist. Started off in the blues, got into like hard rock and stuff. And B.B. King claimed he was his favorite guitarist. And I've made this joke before that B.B. King says that about every guitarist he appears with. But you never know. Maybe this guy was B.B. King's favorite. Dig it and dig it deep.